Welcome to the Love Frequency, where we love frequently. My name is Ange,
the Love Freak.
Welcome back to the Love Frequency. This week we will be discussing intimacy. Now, take a second. When you think about the word intimacy, what is it that comes to your mind? When you think about the word intimacy, do you think just sex? Do you think just relationships, romantic relationships? Or do you just consider intimacy to be for all relationships, friendships, etc.? And then I also want you to think about the relationships in your life. So when I talk about intimacy, I want to give you the definition first before I get into, you know, just talking about it. Intimacy definition is close familiarity or friendship, closeness, a private cozy atmosphere, an intimate act, especially sexual intercourse. That's according to the dictionary of what intimacy is. So when you look at your relationships, when you look at your friendships, when you look at your situations, would you say that you have a strong level of intimacy within them? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the greatest, like, yes, we have a strong intimacy. Or 1 saying, no. So write that down. Write down the different situations. Write down, okay, relationship, kids, parents, siblings, co-workers, friends, business partners, and write down your levels of intimacy. And what does it mean to you, and how important is it to you in your interpersonal relationships? And this will not be the last time that, you know, I touch on intimacy and things like that, because I feel like it's important to understand how important intimacy is when it comes to relationships. And if you're in a place or a position to where you're not experiencing intimacy, then how can you get back to a place to where you can experience intimacy? And according to Psychology Today, there are 4 levels of intimacy. 4 dimensions of intimacy. And one of the dimensions is physical intimacy, which is composed of your hugging, kissing, caressing, cuddling, holding, and other forms of physical affection. And, you know, it does, of course, include sex, but it doesn't have to. So let's get that clear. As long as other aspects of the relationship remain sound, physical intimacy between partners can often last a lifetime, even if sexual potency diminishes due to factors such as health, age, and stress. You also have your emotional intimacy, the ability to effectively express and validate tender, loving emotions in a manner that's nourishing and constructive, and being able to respond affirmatively when the other person does the same. Intellectual intimacy. Can brains be attractive and sexy? Well, of course, especially coming from a sapiosexual, brains are definitely attractive and sexy. But intellectual intimacy, having the ability to have a conversation longer than 2 minutes, and shared activities, interactions that build a positive memory bank of shared experiences. Examples could include playing, cooking, dancing, exercise, art, making, traveling, and worshiping. So these are the 4 dimensions of intimacy. So as you see that you can use these type of dimensions in any situation. And I was actually reading this book. It was real interesting. And it was actually talking about how intimacy, of course, plays a big role. It's called The Science of Intimacy. But it was exploring women and reproductive health. And in order for a woman to have a healthy reproductive system, you know, she has to have frequent intimacy. And not only that, they were saying that it is good for the woman, whether it don't even matter. It's like once you hit, you know, menstruation and you hit that age of reproductivity all the way up until menopause, they said it's good to have sex at least once a week. and that's, of course, for that closeness. You know, when a child, when a baby, they said intimacy actually begins in the womb. So like when a baby is in the mother's womb, that's when it's forming a sense of closeness and intimacy with the mother. And if the mother is not in a good place emotionally, physically, mentally, and all of that, it can affect, of course, her unborn child, because the child is not getting that warmth and comfort that it needs even within the womb. So when you have the baby and then say you carry on that same attitude and you don't give the baby that the love, the hugs, the kisses, the warmth that the baby desires, then that baby will not know how to form intimacy with others and with itself. And then you notice a child who has trauma, because when you hold the child and the child doesn't contour to your body and really just kind of feel safe in your arms, and they're stiff and they're rigid, that's intimacy impaired. And so when you think about that, when you think about your children, first of all, just go love your children, hug your children, those are your babies. And sometimes I kind of feel like my children take me for granted, because I do it all the time. I'm always wanting to hug them and kiss them. And then sometimes, you know, we don't feel like it. It's like, mom, get off me. Or no, I don't feel like a hug today. But I'm just like, I just want to show my children I love them. So I always want to consistently give them that intimacy. But what if you are someone out there that has never experienced intimacy, has never experienced that form of love, closeness, and connection? How do you get to a place to where you can experience it? And it's so unfortunate, because there are people out there like that, and they're going around and honestly feeling miserable. If you don't have any form of intimacy in your life, that can deplete you. It can be depleting to the point of depression, anxiety. And there's so many other things that can bring that on, but that's a form that can the most. Because think about someone who is well-balanced. Think about someone who has intimate connections, and they can form intimate connections easily and frequently. Think about that type of a person. That type of person has a vitality that one could only want to obtain. They have a light that shines, a happiness, a vibration that exudes. And that is what it is meant about being on the love frequency. Because the love frequency is not all about just yourself. There's total, you know, solo, dolo, you know, I'm giving myself all the love I need, I don't need nobody else. No. The love frequency is about connection. The love frequency is about togetherness, unity, oneness, and all those entail a level of intimacy. Now, I don't mean go around physically hugging and kissing and, you know, random people. No, that's not what I mean. But when you can connect with someone intellectually, you share an activity, you can connect emotionally, and it's easier to connect physically. And that's why it's important also, like if you're someone who you feel like you don't have a lot of close personal connections, and I can share my own story in that. When I was young, I did have levels of intimacy within my family. Like we loved each other, but we didn't have maybe all the aspects that we needed in terms to fulfill a deeper intimacy within our family, in terms of you know, more hugging and just being able to connect with each other emotionally or even intellectually, kind of growing up. And, you know, I had a mother, she was a single mom, she raised three children and she worked two jobs. So there was times where she couldn't really even be that nurturer that I'm sure she desired to be, because she had to be so much of the provider. And so growing up, I had difficulty with understanding intimacy and pretty much intimacy and closeness with another person. So it led me to kind of feel isolated, as if I didn't fit in anywhere. I felt like I didn't know how to connect with others because I never really explored what it was like to have a physical, emotional, intellectual type of connection with others. There were always self-destructive relationships, friendships, the relationships I were in. A lot of the times I was abandoned. I was neglected, rejected, disrespected. Friendships, I dealt with a lot of frenemies and people that were untrustworthy in a lot of ways or just not nice, you know, where we couldn't connect on intellectual levels or emotional levels, but more on pain levels. These were the type of people I was attracting because I didn't understand or have a higher level of intimacy. And there's no excuse. I don't blame anything. It's just life. It's just what happens. That's just what it is. But as I get older, the key is to understand what I need. And what we all need is intimacy. And if you don't have it with a lot of people right now, if you're someone who you feel like you don't fit in, you don't really want to be a part of groups, maybe you're introverted, then the first place, of course, to start is with yourself. You have to start with yourself in terms of intimacy. And you know what's crazy? There's a lot of people out there that don't even know how to have self-love. There are people out there who don't even know how to give themselves affection. And I don't mean masturbation or touching yourself. I don't mean just that. I mean, although that's not a bad thing in terms of getting to know yourself. Like, I'm totally not against it. But just in terms of just taking care of yourself. Okay, well, let me see. I'm going to pamper myself. Let me get myself a nice bubble bath. Let me, you know, get myself a manicure, pedicure. Just doing something that is taking care of you. And it's important for you to do it, you know. You don't always have to pay somebody else to give you that what you need. Or just do something that you like. Do something that you love. Give yourself that an experience, okay? And then you can start to generate the energy, because we talk about higher vibrations and how energy plays a role in most of what we do. So when you start to generate that energy of intimacy within yourself, then you will start attracting it in others. But when you attract it in others, it is very important for you to accept it, for you to receive a level of intimacy that one gives, because some people out there as well are so blocked off. And I can speak about this because I experience levels of this and I see it in others, that you can be so blocked off to, say, heartbreak, heartache, childhood trauma, etc., and you don't know how to even receive when there's someone that's trying to give it to you. You reject it, you block it, you walk away. So you reject intimacy that wants to come in to your life. So I want you to take notice of those different type of intimacies that want to come into your life. And I want you to take that time to embrace them. Don't be like, nah, somebody comes along and says, hey, you know, I just want to, and y'all get along. You have an intellectual conversation. Don't sabotage it. I used to sabotage relationships. I used to be in situations to where, you know, because when I didn't fully love myself, and I honestly, I was at a point once before where I didn't think anybody could possibly love me just because I never experienced it. I was like, I said that before. I was like, I don't see anybody ever loving me. I was like, I just don't see somebody, how somebody could. Even though I was always a good person, I never had ill intent. I never did anything bad to anyone. And I always had like a heart that was a giving heart and giving spirit, but because I didn't experience certain levels of intimacy and I didn't give myself certain levels of intimacy, I allowed, you know, the world and those external situations to affect even how I thought of myself, thinking that love wasn't for me because I didn't really realize that the love I needed was a love I have for myself. And once I started doing that, I started to attract different type of relationships that were more prone to offer intimacy and intimate connections. Now, there is a difference between intimacy and attachment. To be attached to somebody and draining them of their energy. No, that's totally different. Because when it comes to intimacy, it's about give and take. So you got to be actually willing to give and willing to receive. So even when I talk about when someone wants to give you intimacy, I'm not saying if it's someone who is not good for you, because you want to make sure that there is a mutual type of agreement. Now, if it's someone that you're just like trying to get away from, or somebody who is just toxic, then don't give them any intimacy. They can't provide that for you. But I'm talking about someone who's just genuine, because a lot of the times in this society, I think people feel, and especially when it comes to the male and female dynamic, people feel like they can't be friends. Oh, I can't be friends with the members of the opposite sex. And they find it difficult. But honestly, it is not difficult to be friends with someone and not catch feelings or not have sex. And even if you catch feelings, if you go into a situation with someone and say, we're just going to be friends, or we're just going to build a friendship, then you have a higher chance of long term. People keep going into situations where they meet somebody and they instantly say, okay, let's be a couple, or let's be together. And then they have sex and they introduce that into the relationship, but they haven't developed intimacy. And intimacy is developed through friendship. You got to have a friendship. Even in family, like, you got to be friends. You got to be able to connect on levels with people in order to really share a bond. And when it comes to relationships nowadays, even in my own experiences and from what I've seen, people just hop into it. They're driven by sex. They're not driven by friendship. And for me, it's different. Like, as I get older, now when I meet people and am around people, I am all about just creating a friendship first before I try to hop into anything else. Because if I can't be someone's friend, then I definitely don't want to be physically intimate with this person. There's levels to it. So when it comes to the four dimensions of intimacy, understand that there are levels to those dimensions. I wouldn't hurry up and get to the physical if we can't even get to the intellectual, okay? We can't get to the emotional. We can't get to emotional without intellectual. So I say number one should always be just intellectual. You should always have an intellectual connection first. And intellectual can come from shared activities, because when you have a shared activity, you can talk about those activities and you have something to discuss and actually relate to, right? And then that creates that emotional intimacy in which now you like this person. Okay, well, we have something in common. We have a shared activity. Okay, well, maybe shared activities first. So we have a shared activity we can talk about intellectually, and we've developed a friendship. So now we can be emotional. We have an emotional attachment. We have respect for each other. And then it can get to the physical. And then that's hugging and caressing, cuddling, if you take it to a certain level for caressing, cuddling. But hugging is always still good when you have that connection. But intimacy is a very interesting topic, and in which I will discuss more of. I definitely want you to share your experiences of intimacy with yourself and with others. And do you feel that you have a high level of intimacy and intimate connections in your own life? And if not, how do you plan on achieving more intimacy in your life? Because I feel like we all can, and has everything to do with love. Intimacy has everything to do with love. It's the traits of love. It's the acts of love. And I think that's what intimacy represents. So let me know. Definitely interact. Make sure you catch our next episode. We are working over here. We are definitely working behind the scenes when it comes to the love frequency. So hang in there with us as we are preparing to continue to grow and shift into different levels within this frequency. We definitely are going to be coming with a bang, but I definitely want to get these podcasts out every week, because that's it. That's how you keep the machine going. So I thank you so much for tuning in. Also, make sure that you sign up for our text messaging services, where you text at, that's the at sign, Love Freak, LoveFreq, to the number 81010. And I share a gift of love every morning, in which I just want to kind of give you some positivity into your life, spread some love, and it's from my heart to yours, and so that we can stay connected. So make sure you do that. You'll get daily text messages, but they will not, I'm not spam you with text messages. The only thing I'm gonna do is give you something positive for the morning, and that's it. You will not get a whole bunch from me, but just so you know that, you know, I want to spread this love to you. So make sure you text message to that number. Also, if you want to make any donations to the podcast, keep it going, keep it growing, go to Cash App and type in the dollar sign, of course. It's the G-I-T-S-T-H-E-G. That is our parent company. It's a spirit, mind, and body wellness company. It's the G with our foundation. Is the company that I head in terms of fitness and all health well-being, in which this podcast has kind of branched off from. So make sure you support that company as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I shall talk to you next week. So continue to love frequently on the Love Frequency. And my name is Ange,
the Love Freak.